brought to you by Carol Beck and broadcasting live from the Dallas Entrepreneur Center, The Deck at 311 North Market Street, Suite 200 in Dallas, Texas. It's time for Career Advancement Radio, providing information to help enhance your career. Now here's your host, Dr. Marilyn Carroll.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our Career Advancement Radio show. Today's show is brought to you by one of my very nearest and dearest friend, one of my best friends, Miss Agurtha Watkins. Recently, Agurtha is my mother, and I recently took a vacation with her and my sister, and it was a demand vacation. And appropriate. We went to Vegas and had a wonderful time in Vegas with my mother and sister. And she talked to me at length about taking some downtime. She is now retired. She worked 44 years in the banking industry. And she just had a great conversation. You know, when mothers get after you, what is happening next and how they go on and on talking about vacations. And so we went to Vegas because we had some business to take care of there, even though I was on vacation, but we had some business to take care of there for her. And that's why the show is brought to you by her today. So she can find a way to take care of an investment that she made in Vegas probably about 10 years ago. So why vacation with family is the topic of our show today. So let's get started. Vacation is a topic and is also a topic by some of the people that I met on my trip over the last week in Vegas. And we talked about unlimited vacation. And what is that? What does it mean? And we came to the conclusion, or I looked up the term and came to the conclusion that unlimited vacation has become a popular benefit trend. And the ideal is simple. What happens is employees may take as much vacation as they want so long as they get their work done. So why would something like this happen? All while we were on vacation and each area we went to and as we interacted with people, they said, "Are you all on vacation?" And the first thing my mom would say, "No, I'm retired." And so the difference between that. So people can go on a vacation, even though they're retired, and they can go on a vacation with family as a getaway, because a vacation is something we use to get away from the everyday. So she was vacationing. She was vacationing from home as a way to get away. As a matter of fact, she said a week before vacation, my mother did, that I am ready just to get away from everything that's going on here in Alabama and just chill for a moment and enjoy myself. And so, well, that's vacation. When you get away from everything and just, as to use her term, chill from everything and just enjoy life. Well, let's go back to this popular benefit trend that's happening right now. It is a policy that may provide business benefits, but it can also raise some legal issues for employers. If an employer decides to implement such a plan as unlimited vacation, they must make sure that they include legal as well as communication policies that detail out what that means and how it benefits everyone and who's going to be in the details of coverage of such a plan. Actually, I think unlimited vacation may be a good thing, even though you may not get paid for the vacation, but at least if you want to take off without pay, you would have that opportunity. In the research that we completed for this show, we found that individuals take vacation or have a minimum of about 3 weeks of vacation. So 3 weeks of vacation can be something useful, but a lot of times we found that in doing our research and surveys on this, that many individuals, especially women, would have to take more vacation or the maximum vacation needed because they were really using vacation during times of working when they had little kids, especially to take care of the kids or take them to the doctors, with maybe spending a week of that 3 weeks truly vacationing from everything. So to have an unlimited vacation may be a good thing for some of us. So it could be a great recruitment tool as well. So let's look at some facts. Let's see. The U.S. Department of Education kind of talked about that the minimum salary that, or as of December 1st, 2016, there's a new rule that'll go into place. Individual who makes $47,476. Again, that's $47,476 must, they meet the threshold of the overtime in effect and must receive paid vacation. So there are some instances where some people are really not receiving their paid vacation and maybe doing some overtime as well. So what are the distributions of weeks of paid vacation received versus vacation actually taken, and how do they relate? Vacation received, we are supposed to work a total of approximately 2,080 hours. And that's the pay scale we paid on for a full-time worker. 2,080 hours divided by, times your pay should equal, your annual pay should equal the amount you're paid on a yearly basis. That does not include overtime pay or pay for bonuses or other things that may happen in your pay. So how does the distributions of weeks and vacation work? So within that 2,080 hours, it's established that an individual will work 2 weeks of vacation. The additional week of vacation, that third week of vacation, is sometimes categorized as an additional benefit the employer pays, and they may have adjusted their time off for leave days or sick days to include that third week of vacation. In some cases, based on the longevity of the employee at the company, they may receive 4 weeks of vacation. So are you following me? I hope you're following me in this process. So 3 weeks is the minimum in most cases for some companies. And then the law scale, pay scale you're on is sometimes 2 weeks. So there's trying to be, with this rule, some process in place where they're making sure that individuals are receiving the same adequate number or amount of pay and vacation. So let's go on to the next question. In particular, what is the effect of weeks paid vacation on weeks actually taken? So this is a good question. Before, in my current occupation, I would have 4 weeks of vacation, sometimes 5 weeks of vacation. Undoubtedly, I never really took all those weeks of vacation because I was so busy working and focusing that I really wouldn't take that vacation. And let's bring that forward to today. That sometimes happened in my life today. And that's why my mother said, you need to take vacation and we want you to come on vacation. We want you to leave everything behind and really focus on your vacation. So with that being said, I talked to friends of mine, and a lot of times when they're on vacation, they're still hooked up to their mobile technology. And so they'll have that phone, they're checking emails, they're checking various things and things back at work, and not really on vacation. As a matter of fact, we have so much on our plate these days in the workplace that sometimes people find it impossible to really take vacation. As an example, on the vacation, I was talking to a young lady and she was saying that she was constantly having to check her emails, at nighttime while the kids were asleep and her husband was doing things with the other couples that they had come with, because she knew that if she didn't do it on a nightly basis, that when she got back to work, it would be a dramatic amount of work for her to do. So I said, what do you mean? And she says, well, an example was last night I checked my email and I had 86 emails. And I said, is 86 bad? She says 86 emails with an out of office message on there stating that I was away on vacation for the amount of time I was going to be gone and when I would be back. And yet and still, I still had 86 emails. So she said, I guess I'm feeling, she was feeling, I, meaning her, was feeling that even though she was on vacation, she still had to do work in order to make sure that when she got back or she didn't miss anything, for fear, as the more I talked to her, that she would lose out on something big that may have been happening at work, or even to the point of missing out on where she needed to be and maybe got that farther behind. And so I saw her on the way out on yesterday when I was leaving the resort, and she said, "Well, sure enough, Marilyn, I had approximately 80 to 120 emails a day on vacation." And she said, "That's small in comparison to the amount of emails I receive when I'm not on vacation." And so there was some thought process on the other people's side, that and knowing that she was on vacation, but at the same time, this need to know information does become a factor in affecting the amount of time we truly do take off for vacation. And so in popular research, one research article I read, and this was conducted by Industrial and Labor Relations Review. It was an Industrial and Labor Review article, June of 2016, this year, that I read. And it was saying that the women, going back to something I said earlier, the women take more vacation than the men. Well, in reality, maybe they're really not taking more vacation than the men. It may be that they're really off. They may be off, but they're not really off. So in other words, they're on vacation, but they're still intact with the workforce and doing things, but doing it at a lower level, more behind the scenes, instead of sending things out to the mass. And I think that gets a little bit worse when the individual is some type of manager or upper level person. They're not really ever vacationing. So that in itself can become a challenge. Now, going back to my mother, when we were younger and she was working, my mom worked three jobs and to make ends meet for our family. And that was still a minimum means of living that we had, even with her working three jobs. And so we probably took vacation, as I recall, maybe three times during my childhood. Once we went with a friend to Charleston, South Carolina, and we went to the Navy base there and met with some people and stayed with some people that had something similar to what we stayed in this time, but they didn't call it a timeshare type thing. What they called it was more of a convenience stay. And so we booked this through a hotel. It was a nice area that we stayed in, nice rooms and stuff. And we as kids, it was three family of kids, and we had a great time and we all entertained each other. And that's what I recall seeing this past week, at the timeshares that we visited that my mother owns. And so that being said, I think that she understands now, based on what she went through before and not having that time with family, and how so important it is to have vacation time with family. And I bring that back to me because I don't live in the same state as my mother and sister. And so I don't have the opportunity to really see them like I want to. But on vacation, I saw being away from my mom's house where we all congregate when I do go home was quite different. I saw her in a different light, not a bad light, but it's a different light. I saw behavior patterns and things that as I get older, I need to watch for. And so I spent that time connecting to my family. And that brings this point to mind. Vacation sometimes is a time to reconnect. Reconnect with our realities. Reconnect with our families. Reconnect with those that we love and those that can provide information for us, either directly or indirectly, that we can use to better improve ourselves. I saw some things that I will change once I get back to the office on Monday. That will be totally different than what I've been doing in the past. And so vacation is extremely important, and making sure you spend some time on vacation with your family and that time to just totally disconnect with everything that's happening in the office if you can, and that time to reconnect. So disconnect and reconnect. Disconnect from the office, but reconnect with your family and your roots and what you are and where you come from. I think it can be very beneficial to you in your growth process, in work, and how you advance your career and yourself. And remember, advancement in career doesn't necessarily mean advancement to a higher position. Advancement means knowledge and growth in what you're doing, and that growth of passion, that growth and advancement of self, growth and advancement of making a difference in where you're going. So growth and advancement in so many different paths, more than just the path of higher position or monetary means, but a path that is more concrete and gives more to the organization and more to yourself in this scenario. So vacation time is based on the organization, if we can go back to that, and it's typically not a negotiated preference of the employee. Vacation times varies, but we do see a correlation between hours preference and unobserved fractions that influence productivity and turnover, which may make workers reluctant to bargain for vacation. For example, as we see the influx of many other things and the changes in the employment market that we see, that workplace structure and the impact of having more free times in consideration for managing diminished mental and acuity in the face of increased longevity is a factor that many people are facing and trying to work with. So vacation time is important, and we must take it and apply it in the best way. But maybe we need to make sure that we're negotiating that vacation. And maybe this new rule new fad that's on the market now about unlimited vacation may be a much needed benefit. I think we saw in recent popular press where Facebook and some of the other technology organizations were offering parents even more maternity leave than they had offered before. And I think we can categorize this as unlimited vacation or a limited time away from the workplace where we do have that time to reconnect with others. So we also had some questions that came up on vacation from our listening audience, and they all centered around pretty much this whole thing about taking vacation and fear of being away from the workplace and how they could bring all of that back together and not have that fear, but take that vacation and really take a leave from what they know to a leave of reconnecting with that they've been knowledge of before. So going back to family, friends, and connections and taking a break from that which we are current is a reoccurring in our everyday life. I think that's probably more healthier for all of us. And the more I look back on it as a person that has not taken a vacation over the years and kind of took it for granted, I see the benefits of having that vacation instead of just going and never taking a break or a sufficient break where I break away from that which I'm doing on a daily basis. And we can understand that. I think that we'll understand vacation, the benefit and the holistic benefits of needing that mental time away and that mental time to connect to other things or people and family and things of importance on another level for us that make us more whole than half in us. We have so much mental health happening today, and we see it so much more in the news today with things that are happening in media and in our states and in our country and in the world, that we understand that we really do need to connect with people because we don't know them. We don't understand them. We don't even understand our own family because we have not reconnected with them. And so I thank my mother for giving me this opportunity to talk about this. And we are going to provide a link to a site where she is trying to help more people. She thought that was just a great thing, and she hates that we had not used our timeshare like we needed to in the past, but thought that it was an excellent time for families to connect, and we didn't have to worry about cleaning and cooking and all those things, even though if we wanted to cook, we had the full amenities of that. But just being away in another place and being around people that we had to, you know, kind of talk to and smile with and just see our reactions to how they are and our thought process to how we react to those people was a genuine connection point for us back to each other. And I see my sister in connecting back to her and understanding what she wants and not that she is going to conform like everybody else or that my mother's going to conform. Oh, I'm not going to conform to each other, but we still love each other. At the same time, we needed our space and our vacation and in different ways, but having that time so we're away from everybody else to really reconnect with one another, again, was extremely important. So I thank her for making me do that, even though we did take care of our business there. I do thank her for that opportunity and my sister for that opportunity as well to make sure that we are reconnecting on a continuous basis and not just that we're showing up at my mom's for Thanksgiving and or Christmas or Mother's Day or other holidays, that we show up and serve our duty, but we show up to connect with one another. So that takes care of our show for today. If you have questions or different topics you'd like to discuss and you want to sponsor one of our shows, you can contact me at, I finally got my email address for the Business Radio email, and that's Marilyn or M Carroll, MCARROLL at businessradio.com. And that's, again, that's M Carroll at businessradio.com. And of course, our website is careeradvancementradio.businessradiox.com. And today's show is sponsored by Ms. Watkins and Ms. Elgertha Watkins. And I'm going to provide the information that she's provided to help. She's trying to help about 100 people, she said, to go on vacation and to use some of her benefits for that vacation. As far as connecting, you have to listen to a presentation or something like that. But they provided her with some information that I'm going to share at the end of the show and the write-up as to where you can connect and get information on that, where you can go. I think she's given away the first 24 people that connect gets a, I think it's 24, will get a free three-day vacation at one of the resorts in the list, and have the opportunity to really enjoy a great vacation a couple of days. I think they can pay a minimal fee to do more days if they want to do that. But 2 days sometimes is better than none. And I think she had about a list, about six on that list. So again, we'll provide the website to that information to you guys, and you can go to that and enjoy a great vacation on Ms. Watkins. As far as the stay, the place where you stay, the residence, and all the other stuff will be on you, the travel and all that good stuff. So again, that ends our show for today. Thank you for joining us on Career Advancement Radio. Our topic today was the benefits of taking vacation with family and why it's so important to take that reconnect time. Thank you for joining us today. You can reach us again at mcarroll@businessradiox.com, or you can call us at 214-301-1664. Again, that number is 214-301-1664. Thank you.